Tomorrow I'll invent those blueprints. Tomorrow I'll start.
What's going on, people? It's your boy Corey. And my man, Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Schemes Come True, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative schemes? I'm Corey. That's Mr. Kirk. And here we are again, just the two of us. Just the two of us. That's as much as I'm going to say now, because I know I can get carried away.
We don't want to get sued for that one.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued for that one. That one would hurt the most. But no. Either way, welcome to the show, guys. Yes. You all right?
Yeah, I've been having a weird thing going on with my hand for the last couple of days.
Idle hands?
No, not not idle hands, Corey.
You seen that movie?
No, and it's hasn't been six weeks yet, so I can't say anything else. about idle hands. Rocking the boat.
Did you lose a bet? What's going on?
No.
Is that a thing in the movie?
No. Do I need to explain this to you? I think I do. No. I guess I'm not allowed to reference a certain Harryhausen movie. I'm only allowed to talk about it every 6 weeks.
Six? Says who?
You.
When did I say that?
Maybe it was once a month. I can't remember.
Maybe, because you know you use that one way too often, so.
No, I've dialed it back. I only use it like once every 6 weeks now.
Once every 6 weeks. Well, mm-hmm. I'm glad you have a system.
I do. On my calendar. I get a little alert when it's time, when I'm allowed to say it, mention it again.
Like, let me work this to a dialogue that feels organic.
Yep.
Enough for Corey not to notice.
That's right.
And then be like,
like a perverted Punxsutawney Phil, it goes back into its hole for six more weeks.
Subtracts.
Yep.
Back into the depths from whence it came.
Oh my god.
I'm mad that this has become a whole thing.
Dude, it's one of those things that you just can't. I'll never be able to unsee that.
You can't.
It's just the.
We got a lot closer that day.
Combination of events. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody has bad days, you know. Yeah. Them for their entire life. That's just one of mine.
This is a normal day for me.
I mean, obviously.
You just have to get a little slice of it.
Yeah. Little slice of Corey.
A little window into my world.
Corey land. That's your room at Meow Wolf, at one of the Meow Wolf installations. That would be like, I'm sure people have done things like that, installation pieces like that before, where you can only open the door a certain amount of, like, you know, you can't open it fully, but you get a glimpse of something that's going on in there. I'm sure that's like a haunted house kind of thing, or like, I feel like that's definitely like Sleep No More probably did something like that.
I'm sure we can make it a part of the Schemes Museum in like 40 years.
The Schemes Museum, yes. We'll retire those sheets to the rafters.
All our wacky inventions and ideas.
Yep.
Just a bunch of wax figures of us throughout the years, still trying to come up with stupid stuff to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I imagine it being.
Okay. Instead of a small world, it's a sad world.
It's a sad world. After all.
It's just that, what do you call it, that Gary Jules cover of, what the hell is it, Mad World playing the whole time instead of...
The sad world.
Yep. Good.
All around me are failed writers.
Yeah.
Wanna be artists.
That's covered in doo-doo. God.
As sad as that sounds, that would be really fun to make.
It would. Yeah. You think Gary Jules, we could get Gary Jules to do the soundtrack for us?
I hope so.
We need to get permission from Tears for Fears, too.
Either that or his the cover band, Larry Spools or something.
Larry Spools. Yeah. Oh, playing on accordion. He rides in the car with you. We just saw that the top off of Caroline, and that's the oh boy. That's the ride. It's probably a good thing we didn't have a guest today.
It's really good, man.
I can imagine them staring at us across Zoom. Just like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, like so we're definitely not going on the
show. No,
thank you.
But
you guys have fun doing whatever this right. is.
But I think the soundtrack is what would really sell that. The Schemes Museum.
Sure. Dude, yeah.
The museum of on the boulevard of broken schemes.
All the parodies.
Mm-hmm.
Down on Schemes Row.
Yeah. I walk a stupid road, the only oh shit.
Oh Lord. Huh.
Random aside. Speaking of failed projects and such things.
What happened?
Lawrence Seawater met the Beast Man himself last week.
What?
Mr. Kelsey Grammer.
No way.
Way.
Shut up.
100%.
No.
He did. I have photo evidence. We might have to post that on the Instagram.
Damn.
Mr. Seawater.
You met Beast, though?
Yeah. Mr. Seawater and Mr. Grammer.
Mr. Grammer. So what happened? We're allowed to talk about it?
We should
talk to him about it. Yeah. We should
talk to him about it.
Yeah. That's bonus right there.
I have so many questions.
Yes.
Damn it. I blew my segue too.
Again. Oh, did you?
Yep.
Well, I'll try it again. Maybe I won't notice.
So, Jesus Christ. Yeah, the soundtrack's really what's going to make the Schemes Come True Museum come together. I feel it's like, terrible. You know, even if we can't get the artifacts like Caroline and.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plastered cats, like
yeah.
Really, it's gonna come down to the music that we play.
It's gotta sell it, or else this whole thing's a bust.
Speaking of music,
yes,
Corey.
Wow, yeah, yes, Mr. Kirk.
Oh, this chair's creaky. God damn it! I mean, that was the sound. We're adding some spooky sounds.
What was that?
Oh, what was that noise?
I don't feel safe right now.
That's right. Is that Jared Padalecki behind me?
Sam Winchester? this one diner, this vegan diner in Vegas, they're playing just like this fucking Supernatural marathon. It's just like goddamn supernatural fucking show. It's just the same shit,
baby.
Yeah, they're just getting their asses kicked by this dude just like repeatedly. I'm like, no one could take this severe of a beating. Like in real life.
No.
It was insane. I'm like, what is this show? Like when you just watch the show on essentially mute because you can't hear a damn thing inside the restaurant, it's just like, what is happening right now?
Yep. Did Dean eat a bacon cheeseburger at some point?
no, they're just fighting this dude who is just whooping their ass. It's just like cut, 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 cut. Just like I'm just getting bloodier and bloodier. Cut, cut, cut. And this guy just like, just like, because the action is so good. So it's just
punches
like,
and punches.
Know. Yeah, just punches and reaction shots and like, just like I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then just one asshole just walks up and just like touches this the dude that's beating their asses, and he's just like, ah! I'm like, then who is him? Like,
probably Castiel, the angel, the guy that looks like Constantine.
Sure, I don't know. I don't watch the show.
All right, that's been Supernatural talk
with Corey.
Yeah, with Corey.
You know, either way,
contact Pogue for more the mighty Pogue.
More information.
The Warlock contact TikTok.
Warlock
is
Warlock.
All right. Speaking of Warlocks. Either way.
Okay. Anyways.
So we're here to talk about music today, and as Corey pointed out to me before in the pre-show talk,
is that a new thing that we do now?
Yep. That creak, that was me pulling aside the curtain. Creak the curtain, people.
It's a good thing.
If you want to help us grease up this curtain, patreon.com/schemescometrue.
This man some WD-40.
Anyways, we're here to talk about music today, and I know we talked about music long time ago. I know we've talked music with various guests and stuff, but we talked mostly about like what you listen to when you create, but not necessarily like the role that music plays in creation. And on the project that we're working on right now, to kind of nail down like the atmosphere, especially since Corey and I aren't in the same place, we've been using a playlist to kind of like, define the feel of this world and ultimately like the feel of the writing that we're doing for it. So it's been fun. We got and we'll post a link to that playlist up probably on our Instagram. It'll be in the show notes too. So if you want to check that out, feel free.
Yes.
But it's been helpful for, again, like establishing an atmosphere in this project that we're working on, get us both on the same page.
Because as I had mentioned a few weeks before, stop it, miss you too. But as I like mentioned a few weeks before, like it was very crazy to be like, just made up this whole kind of thing and like, is it gonna stick? Is it gonna work? But then trying to, tell other people about it and have them have that same feeling is just very difficult, because not everyone thinks the same. Not everyone has that same, not everyone thinks visually or, has all the pieces. So it's just like, all right, well, this song reminds me of this. Listen to this after based off of what I just told you. And it's just like, oh, okay, cool. Listen to this song. I'm like, yeah, you got it. Now it's like, listen to this. And so we just kind of built off of that, made a playlist out of it. Still building playlist, but I listened to a few of the things that I had not put on there myself, and I'm like, yeah, that definitely captures the mood. They're not all like the same thing. Like there are kind of some songs are they're a little bit different.
Ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. Yeah, there you go. I said that way better than I did. That's why you're the writer. but it helps us like start to develop a little bit more of a language and a little bit more of an understanding of how how we want to go about building this world and such. So
yeah, and even like when I was working on like finishing up some of the writing for it last week, there was like a particular section in the writing where it called for some kind of, I guess, sadness, sort of confusion, sort of, I don't know. It's hard to explain without giving too much of the plot away. Like the character was in a spot where his head was kind of reeling, and like, so I actually put on Waves by Young the Giant to kind of get in. I don't know. I feel like kind of getting Corey's head a little, and kind of get myself in that into a place that helped me kind of like finish out the section. I think, and it worked. It worked. I don't know. I think it worked really well to kind of push the last little bit over the line, because I was stuck trying to figure out how to wrap this episode up, and pretty sure I think I got there. So we'll see.
Yeah. Especially after, because when I had presented it to you, I felt like a little kid that had like written just the jankiest like paper imaginable. And I was like, Mr. Cook, look what I wrote. And just like, is it good?
Like, can you show you drawings?
Well, now I know how that feels. Like, yeah. But, I was like, it's
wrong. It's my left hand and shit.
Just it's right like this. Yeah. But I had because I'm like it's rough. It's really rough. But I'm like, we need to get this down. We need to get this out. And I think it was a lot easier because it wasn't a drawing that I would slave away on for like hours on end. It's just like these are based on mostly based on like real experiences with a lot of like, you know, fabrication in there as well. Or, you know, where could your mind wander if we were in this type of space with it? And so, you know, putting it in front of Kirk, and it's just like, you know, we were able to go like line for line and kind of clean it up a bit. And then with the ending, because I wrote down what I wanted it to kind of be, but I wasn't as, you know, I'm not as skilled with the words to do so, or maybe like the sequencing and all that stuff. Like I would just kind of botch it as I went along. So I was just like, well, not botch it, but
I'm getting ideas down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was getting ideas. You know, it's draft. That's how that shit goes.
Yeah. But you know, when I was reading through it, when you had finished it up and all that stuff, I was just like, yeah, that definitely feels right. It definitely feels right. And even like the very like end of it, there's a part that is just kind of something, just kind of one of like what events kind of like flow together, and just kind of like the day-to-day of this character, the way it flows together, really, really hits it on the head and stuff. So I was just like, I'm like, all right, I'm like, yeah, this is good. We need to go back through and neaten up a little bit more, just like final edits and final drafted. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, I'm like, solid. And like, I listened to the playlist and just kind of see more episodes in my head. And, you know, I'm seeing it more visually, of course, with a little bit of like, you know, dialogue here and there or narration here and there. But yeah, it's been very interesting, for sure. For lack of a better word, it's been a very interesting experience so far, developing this project. So
for sure, and it's helpful, like, you know, that going back, like, that music helps us create that common language. There are like times where like a mood or a feeling that we're trying to convey may not necessarily, like, you and I have a hard time articulating it, and they're like, no, listen to this song, it's just kind of like how I want this part to, and like, oh, and then you get that there's, it transcends language and just conveys that meaning or that feeling way better than words can in a lot of times. So
for sure,
it's been fun. I like using, it's kind of a, I mean, I've like written stuff based on images and things that I've gotten from listening to your music before, but this is the first time I've ever used it really for world building, and it's going to be helpful too for our sound engineer.
Yes.
We get him on the project, or her.
Yeah. No, for sure. I'm looking forward to that part as well, just because you know, it'll make for a much more immersive experience and all that stuff. And I think, you know, it's just kind of kicking up a little bit of a notch from something like the Tomb City or whatever like that as well. So yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that eventually will have its own music too.
Oh, for sure. Oh yeah. Yes. I've been thinking of that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, no, it's been a ride so far. I know we haven't been able to say a lot, guys, but as you know, with anything that you are making from scratch, it takes a lot of time to develop it, make sure that it is a good idea and not just foolishness, or it has at least a story and you can, stretch it out and have a beginning, middle, and end to something. But especially right. Episodically, like, you want to have a beginning, middle, and end. I want these to feel like they can stand on their own. But you know, there is the sequence and all that stuff as well. So
we're getting there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Doodoo Cats, the audio drama, will be coming to you soon.
Streaming on.
Streaming, gross.
Stop it. You're a dirty Kirk, man. You're a dirty Kirk. Yep. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
For sure.
That's all I got, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that, like, we necessarily need to add right now. We're hoping to get some interviews in the next couple of weeks, so we'll have those things out to you guys soon.
Yes.
Hopefully, also, we'll have some snippets maybe to share, some trailer maybe to share in the next couple of weeks, too. Get everybody excited for this. But as always, if you want to interact with us, you want to talk to us, hit us up on Instagram. We are Instagram or at Schemes Come True Network over on Instagram. We'll post a link to the playlist over there, maybe with a little bit of this video. And link for the playlist will also be in the show notes, so you can check that out. And if you are interested in helping us keep the lights on, you want your name read at the end of the show, you want to contribute to the empire, the burgeoning empire that is the Schemes Come True Network. Yes. And on over to patreon.com/schemescometrue, sign up to support us, get some of that sweet, sweet bonus content that Corey and I will be recording this week. Mm. We got some Cowboy Bebop stuff in the hopper. We got
on the Bebop.
Yeah, you got to watch some more of that before you watch the trailer or the opening credits for the Netflix one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That came out last week, which I was pretty excited about. But yeah, head on over to Patreon for all sorts of bonus content. Sign up, help us out, and we'll thank you in so many ways.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So many ways.
like bonus podcasts and shit.
Yeah, exactly. What did you think it was going to be? Come on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, nasty.
Advanced tickets to the Schemes Come True Museum.
Ah, yes. 40 years in the...
Which tickets now. It's going to sell out.
Yep.
It's going to sell out after we sell out, baby. All right. Well, as always, thank you to our patrons that make this episode and our continued existence possible.
Why?
Peter B.
Peter B.
Sean J. Seymour Butts.
The Butts.
Barden Creative.
Barty.
Back there on the old Emerald Isle.
Mm-hmm.
We got the young John himself, Cam
young
G.
Young John.
Who's hopefully Cam cooking up something G. for us. And
yeah,
then, as always, resident taxidermist, drug pigeon courier, and all around sweet guy, Mr. Jake.
This is Jake.
And as always,
such an interesting character.
Until recently, our newest patron, our anonymous benefactress.
Yes. Yes. Oh, benefactress.
Yes.
Yes.
We can change it every week. Benefactrix.
Yeah. Benefactrix.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's horrifying.
It was, wasn't it? Scary.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.